This is Jay Sekulo. It's a war of words in Ohio on the issue of voting and the military.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
Lawsuit filed by the president's reelection team. It challenges a law in Ohio that gives members of the military more time to vote than other citizens.
What that lawsuit calls for is not to deprive the military of the right to vote on the final weekend of the campaign. Of course they should have that right. What that suit is about is whether the rest of Ohio should have the same right.
They didn't do it to give the military an unfair advantage. They give it to them actually to give them a fair advantage, because right. If you're deployed or if you're doing duties, you might not be able to make it back home to Ohio to vote in a timely manner.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Do you feel as though the Obama campaign is targeting Ohio for political reasons?
Yes.
Well, what do you think?
Hey, I ask the questions here. You answer.
I know. Of course they are. This is a big, this is an important state. It's a big prize.
The argument the Obama administration is making is that it's arbitrary and without justification to treat the military differently. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't see IEDs or snipers shooting at our polling places. The civilians in the United States have plenty of opportunities to vote.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The battle heating up around the country as the election for president of the United States is now within 3 months. Hard to believe that it's almost here, but it is. And there's a big issue developing in Ohio. You're going to see other issues, too. You've seen these voter ID issues come up. Now we've got the battle in Ohio. We want to take your calls. I want to get a sense from you, our listening audience, where you see the election right now, how you're feeling about things, what do you think should be happening, what do you think the candidates should be talking about. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. There is a big battle. We've been covering it this week in Ohio, and that is a ballot voting initiative, actually, that allows for the military to have three extra days as compared with the civilian population in order to cast an in-person ballot. Now, this is the basic idea here, is to give some grace, a grace period, basically, to our military. The Obama administration has actually filed a lawsuit to have that law declared unconstitutional. Now, their talking point that you're hearing the Obama campaign say is, well, we just wanted it to be even for everybody. Everybody should have it extended. The fact of the matter is, if the Obama administration wins its lawsuit, it is the military who doesn't get the extra 3 days. The civilians weren't getting that anyway. So this does impact the military. And you've heard from our experts here at the ACLJ who serve in the Army, who served the military, about the deployment issues. But Ohio is becoming a significant battleground here, and it's a battleground, folks, because as goes Ohio, could go the rest of the country. The Attorney General, who was formerly a senator, said this is a political move. The ramifications of this are really significant.
Absolutely. I mean, you heard it from David Axelrod in the open there, Jay, that this is not about providing military 3 extra days to vote. That's exactly what this is about. And we need to remind folks, Jay, the Ohio legislature did this to expand participating in voting. But what they said is, we saw what happened in 2008. We can't keep those polls open over the weekend. We just don't have the resources to do it. We have to close them down on Friday. However, we can handle the volume that would come from the military, so we'll go ahead and let them continue voting. Jay, people need to understand, if the court goes with the Obama campaign on this, the result of this is that the military voting rights going to be restricted. They won't open it up to everyone.
Of course
they
not.
Will restrict the ability of the military to vote that final weekend.
Well, that's exactly the point I want to make, folks. The Obama administration is trying to say, well, this is just to level the playing field. This does not level the playing field. It puts the military in a difficult situation. We're going to get into that. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We are filing a brief on that. We've got a committee to defend military voting rights. And by the way, folks, we are just shy of 40,000 signatures already. Our goal is 50,000. You go to your phones right now at 1-877-989-2255. You can add your name to that committee. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. I want you to take action on this brief today. Let's meet this challenge in Ohio. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Mm-hmm. Our men and women in the U.S. military face grave challenges on the battlefields abroad. Now, because of the Obama re-election campaign, they are facing troubling challenges and roadblocks here at home. With the election just months away, President Obama's re-election team has filed a federal lawsuit challenging an Ohio law that provides military members a few extra days to legally and constitutionally cast their ballots. It's time to stand with the U.S. military. The ACLJ will file an amicus brief backing the Ohio law, giving our military men and women an opportunity to cast their ballots in a constitutional manner. Our military heroes deserve to have this lawful courtesy extended to them. Add your name to our brief today. Stand with the U.S. military. Tell the court that this challenge by the Obama re-election campaign is not only unconstitutional, but offensive to millions of Americans as well. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insight and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your call. I want you to understand what the issue is in Ohio and how it impacts the rest of the country. As Ohio goes, may well go the entire presidential election. So the Obama administration, the Obama Re-election Committee, initiated a federal lawsuit against Ohio, who passed with wide bipartisan support legislation that gives the military three extra days to do their voting before the election. For everybody else, the early voting cuts off on Friday. The military can go over the weekend and Monday. They can't do that for everybody because they don't have the resources. But the fact of the matter is, not everybody is in the same situation as military men and women. So this is a fairness issue. The Obama administration keeps saying, no, 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 we just want it to be even for everyone. But I want you to understand, if they win their lawsuit, it's not even for everyone. The military doesn't get the three extra days. That's it. I mean, they're not saying, you know, they're not saying extend it because they can't say that. That's not the way the law works. The law's written, was passed with Republican and Democratic support, so this will cut off military voting. I know those on the left are saying that's not true. They need to read the lawsuit and read what the request for relief is in the lawsuit. And they said, by the way, that the decision here was arbitrary and is not justified constitutionally for the military. That's the language of the lawsuit. If you want to help us out on that, we are just about 350 people shy of 40,000 signatures for this brief. You go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Or you can call me at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name on to the brief. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We encourage you to do that today. Then we've got a lot of calls, a full bank of phone calls here. Let's get some of these calls on.
Yeah, full bank of calls coming in, Jay. A reminder to be a part of the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. Let's start with Jana calling from Oregon on line 5. Jana, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hi, Jana.
Thank you, and I'm so thankful for your organization and what you're doing. I just want to put in my two cents. I really sincerely believe that this is not just an issue against the military. This is an issue about states' rights. The Obama campaign is trying to change state law, taking them to court.
Well, you're right. I mean, when you look at South Carolina, you look at litigation in Arizona, you look at litigation in Texas. I mean, clearly this is a pattern. Now, Having said that, in this particular case, and members of Congress, I want to get Kathanza impact on this or impression on this. I think members of Congress are coming to the same conclusion. This is a state-by-state strategy for a national election. Understand what's at play here. And, Fan, I'm sure members of Congress, you've been dealing with their staffs on this, understand that exactly.
Yeah, this point that Jan is making, Jay, is actually the thing that the members of the Ohio congressional delegation are seizing on. They're saying, listen, we didn't create this solution. This was a solution in a bipartisan way, by the way, crafted by the state legislature, the legislative body closest to this problem that they had in 2008. You know, they said, we want to provide this early voting, but the way we did it in 2008 was a disaster. We can't handle that volume over the weekend. We need those few days to reset before the Tuesday of the election. And so they said, listen, we have to cut it back, but we understand that that would be a burden on the military, so we'll leave it open. And what members of Congress from Ohio are saying is, listen, you don't understand. You weren't in Ohio. You didn't see the problem. We're trying to increase participation, and that local state legislative body is the one that crafted this solution. Just stay out of our business.
Well, here's what you got. Ohio's system is trying to be uniform throughout the state, so you don't have the problem they did in 2008. They're trying to help the military out, folks. So despite the spin machine coming out of the DNC and the Obama administration, the reality is, and I think we've got to be crystal clear here, if their lawsuit succeeds, it limits these 3 days are removed from the military voting. Understand that. There's no other explanation. And I know, you know, these groups on the left are saying, no, that's not true. That is true. Read the lawsuit. Were they saying it's arbitrary, it's capricious, it's no constitutional basis to extend this for the military? They're not uniquely situated in that regard. Folks, if you want to join with us in this fight, I want you to join this brief right now. It's easy to do. You can go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Fan, who do we have next?
Yeah, let's go to Philip next. He's calling from Florida on line three. Philip, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, Jay, I have a comment and a question. First, before I do my comment and question, I've always supported you. I'm going to continue to support you on a lot of issues that you do over the years. But it seems like every time you talk about President Obama, you vilify him, glorify Mitt Romney. I went to a conservative seminary. I have a master's degree in theology. I have a doctorate, but listen, it's like the conservatives now that they want to push up Mitt Romney about that he's so much better than Obama when Mitt Romney, first, he's a Mormon.
So you're not going to vote? You'd say that because he's a Mormon, he's disqualified for serving as president of the United States?
I'm not saying disqualified.
Well, you just said he's a Mormon. So, I mean, what's your point on that?
But my point is that this guy, he doesn't care anything about poor people.
Well, what basis do you say that?
Well, his record, all these jobs he's sent out of the country and all these different things that he's done.
Okay, so you're reading a bunch of talking points. Let me ask you this question. Let's have an honest discussion. You want an honest discussion? Do you think it's a good idea for the state of Ohio to extend for 3 days the ability of men and women serving in the military to vote in the election? Yes or no?
Yeah. Bigger issues than that.
No, but I'm asking you that question. Do you think it was right for the Ohio legislature to pass a bill to increase by 3 days the ability for men and women serving in the military to vote in the general election? Yes or no? Good idea or not?
It's a petty issue. The issue.
Good idea or not? Do you agree with it or not? Because that's the topic we're talking about.
I've looked at it, but
you've looked at it. So what? You said you have a PhD. Tell me what you think.
I'm going to look at these things, but what I'm saying...
So, do you think... Okay, so Ohio passes legislation with Democratic support, and it says we're going to give the military 3 extra days before the election to vote as compared with civilians because of the unique situation of the military. Good idea or not?
I hear what you're saying, but...
Now, I'm asking you to answer my question.
I'm going to give you a comment from...
No, your comment was Mitt Romney's a Mormon, so he shouldn't be elected president. I mean, that which is okay. We have a constitutional provision that says we don't have a religious oath test. And I think you should judge people on policies. And if you want to vote for President Obama, listen, it's a free country. Do it. I'm not opposing that. I'm not telling you who to vote for. But we've got an issue here, and you're telling me how all the Republicans are doing this and the right wing this. And I'm asking you a question. Should the military get the 3 extra days to vote or not?
I don't think that's a real issue.
See, well, it is obviously for the Obama administration or re-election committee because they filed a federal lawsuit on it. Do you know that the Obama re-election committee and the DNC filed a federal lawsuit to stop this law from going into effect?
So a petty issue, Jay.
Well, how petty was it then that the Obama team decided to go file a federal lawsuit over it? You think that's petty?
I'm talking about for you as a Christian, it's petty.
No, it's not petty. I believe in the Constitution and that we should help our men and women serving in the military. What you don't like is my answer to the question, and the fact that you won't answer the question shows me that. So you tell me how this is not a Christian response. What I'm saying is not a Christian response?
Do you believe that the disparity between the rich and the poor and poor people, because the Bible talks about poor, and I'm against homosexuality.
Well, I'm not talking about homosexuality. You're talking about the poor. Now, stay on the poor point. Go ahead and finish your poor point.
No, but the Republican Party has systematically...
Yeah, okay. Well, give me the examples of the systematic policies of the Republican Party that have hurt the poor.
Okay, look at regularism and deregulation. Look at that.
Well, really? Unemployment wasn't 8.5% then?
He's the one that we're in this mess we're in.
Reagan? You want to go back 30? Okay. I think we've done enough. We can agree to disagree, and boy, I think we really disagree on this point. Hey, folks, we're taking more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, the reality is that these issues are significant because I think, then we need to set a little bit of a stage here how important Ohio is for both Governor Romney and for President Obama.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just say this quickly to the caller. He might think that this is petty, but I can't think of anything more fundamentally important than ensuring that the members of our military who provide this freedom to us in the first place are able to participate in this process. That's not petty, Jay. That's fundamentally important. And then on the political point, Ohio, Jay, it might be the single most important state in this election. There are a lot of swing states. It might be the one most pivotal. A Republican and a Democrat both critically need that state to carry the day. So whether you support President Obama or Governor Romney, this is an important state, and we have to make sure that the election there is run fairly, that people have access to it. That's something that did not happen in 2008. This law would help that happen, Jay.
All right, folks, here's what we're doing. It is the Obama Reelection Committee that's filed this lawsuit, and I want to be very clear here again. If they succeed, and they've argued that it's unconstitutional to extend the voting for 3 days for the military because you'd have to extend it for everybody else. They don't want to give a, quote, special right to the military. We want to back our military men and women up. We know the difficulty that they have. So here's what we'd like you to do. We've got a brief. We're almost at 40,000 signatures already. You go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I'm going to have you send the brief to the courts with this committee on it. You'll be joining this committee. So again, it's ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You're signing on to a committee that's going to file this brief opposing the Obama Reelection Committee's attempt here to stop military voting. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Made in America.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Our men and women in the U.S. military face grave challenges on the battlefields abroad. Now, because of the Obama re-election campaign, they are facing troubling challenges and roadblocks here at home. With the election just months away, President Obama's re-election team has filed a federal lawsuit challenging an Ohio law that provides military members a few extra days to legally and constitutionally cast their ballots. It's time to stand with the U.S. military. The ACLJ will file an amicus brief backing the Ohio law.
giving our military men and women an opportunity to cast their ballots in a constitutional manner. Our military heroes deserve to have this lawful courtesy extended to them. Add your name to our brief today. Stand with the U.S. military. Tell the court that this challenge by the Obama re-election campaign is not only unconstitutional, but offensive to millions of Americans as well. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
For my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. I want to be really clear here. The litigation in Ohio was initiated by, and this is important to understand, by the Obama Re-election Committee to stop a policy, a law that's in place in Ohio that allows 3 extra days, a Saturday, Sunday, and Monday during the general election for military men and women and their families to vote. That's all it did. It had bipartisan support. I'm trying to get the breakdown of the Republican-Democratic support that we're trying to get that number so you can have it. But there were Democrats that voted for it in the legislature. It had bipartisan support. The end result is it has now been challenged in court. So when the Obama team or the DNC says, well, all we want is an even playing field with our lawsuit. No, the lawsuit will just mean voting is cut off on Friday and the military men and women don't get the extra 3 days. So that's incorrect. So all these left-wing groups and left-leaning media organizations are trying to say we're mischaracterizing it. The Obama team filed the lawsuit here. We're simply responding, as are a number of veteran organizations. If you want to join us in this brief, and by the way, we are just shy of 40,000. I'd love to be at 40,000 by the end of this broadcast. Simply go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org to add your name to this committee that's filing the brief. Really important you do that. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Than, let's get some more calls.
Yeah, right back to the phones. Let's start with Tom calling from Colorado on line 4. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the call.
Sure.
I am really concerned about the Romney campaign. I haven't seen anything out of the Romney campaign that leads me to believe that we're going to be able to get him elected over President Obama, and that just really concerns me, especially considering what's going on in Ohio.
Well, let me tell you this. I mean, I think that, and again, we don't tell anybody who to vote for here. You vote for what any candidate you want. We're not endorsing candidates on this broadcast. The ACLJ doesn't endorse candidates. I think both campaigns will be fully engaged, really on the issues, very, very soon. I mean, there's already been some, but here's what you've got in the media right now. You've got the Olympics, you've got the summer, and we're waiting for the conventions. When the Republican Party has its conventions and the Democrats have their conventions, I think you're going to see a significant escalation of the issues and what that means. I think that's the reality of what is coming here. The parties will engage the issues, and you'll see two very distinct worldviews on how the government should go forward and what our policies should be. Now, let me give you a for instance. On Israel, there's been two policy differentials. Governor Romney has called for the establishment and recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. President Obama has stayed away from that issue. Now, he has the right to do that. There may be political reasons that he's doing that. Certainly there are. President Obama's made that his position. Governor Romney's taken a different position. And I think you're going to see more of that develop. Than, you've been around these campaigns a long time. We're about at the point where the engagement really starts.
Yeah, it's too early to tell for sure, Jay, but one thing that we do know is that there are definitely states that you have to focus on, you know, Ohio, Florida, Virginia, Minnesota, and some others. Ohio certainly being at the top of the list, but as it relates to the issue we're talking about, Jay, we've got to be clear here. It sure looks like this is politically motivated, because I have to tell you, if the Obama campaign thought that they were going to win the military vote, Jay, we wouldn't be seeing this lawsuit. It's the fact that Ohio is so important and that they think that they're losing the military vote that this lawsuit even exists in the first place. So they're pulling out all the stops out in the state,
right,
even when it means opposing this effort for military members to have additional access to the polls. It's really pretty shameful when you think about
it. Yeah, and I think it's a little bit of an act of desperation. I was on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast talking about that yesterday. I think it's a desperate move. Ohio is going to be a pivotal state. But look, does the Obama administration and the re-election committee have the right to file a federal lawsuit? Yes. You have the right to respond back if you disagree with the position they're taking. They're saying it's unconstitutional to extend that 3 days for the military unless you extend it for everybody. And I think that's just plain wrong. There's a distinct set of reasons why you extend it for the military because of the situation those families find themselves in with deployment possibilities and issues that arrive from deployment. We had David French and Skip Ash from our ACLJ office, both served in the military, talk about their actual experiences on that regard. So, folks, you can help us out. Our goal today is to end with 40,000 signatures by the end of the broadcast today. We're getting within probably 120 of that right now. So just go to ACLJ.org. You can add your name there. That's ACLJ.org, or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Van, who do we have next?
Still a lot of calls coming in. Let's go next to John, calling on line one from Colorado. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing today, sir?
Good.
Yeah, you know, if Obama wasn't afraid of the military vote, Obama wouldn't be doing this.
Well, I think there's some real truth to that. I mean, if you look at Gallup polling in May, gave you know, Governor Romney a bit of an edge when it comes to the military voting. The Obama administration, I think, recognizes that military tend to be a little bit more conservative, but he got plenty of military votes in the general election in 2008, so I'm not so sure how that shapes up. I don't understand why politically they took this action, because what it does is I think it looks really politically motivated. I mean, to argue that it's not politically motivated, in fact, when I was on Fox News the other day, Julian Epstein, who's the Democratic consultant and lawyer who's usually on the other side of these issues. We're friends. We disagree on a lot of issues, most issues. But he was asked that question about public perception. Listen to number 11.
Do they want the optics, the public perception of looking like they are trying to stop the military from voting in some way? Are they ready to deal with a potential backlash?
They're not, and only the most extreme partisan is describing it that way. The fact of the matter is that the Obama campaign does not want to stop the military from using that three-day early voting period before the election. They're just simply saying everybody should be entitled to that.
But everybody can't be entitled to it because it's physically impossible for Ohio to do that, and they're extending a courtesy to the military. So with due respect to my friend Julian, wrong. I mean, it is an attack on military voting, because if the law is struck as unconstitutional, the military doesn't get the 3 days, period. I mean, that's it. That's what the lawsuit is asking. So all these groups want to, you know, say what the situation is. In reality, the situation is they don't get those extra days. Let's try to grab one call really quickly here, Than.
All right, let's go next to Darren, calling from Texas on line three. Darren, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Darren.
Hi, Jay. I just want to make a real quick comment. I personally believe that President Obama is only doing this because he knows that most of those votes are going to go to Governor Romney.
Well, I think you're seeing that not just there. I think you're seeing with all this voter, you know, matter litigation going on, they're making a calculated decision. There's a reason that Ohio's in play here, and Ohio's a big state, and as goes Ohio, may well go the rest of the election. So, sure, there's political motivations behind it, but now it's in federal court, which means you have to respond in federal court. Here's the way to do that. We are filing a brief on behalf of a committee to defend our military's right to do this extended voting option that Ohio set forth in their law. I want to make sure that goes into effect, but we need your help, folks. We're close to 40,000 signatures. That I want to be at 50,000 by the end of the week, but I want to be at 40,000 by today. So I would encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, and you can sign online. Very easy to do it. You simply go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up there, or you can call us, and I encourage you to do it today. Let's get to 40,000 by the end of the broadcast today. 1-877-989-2255 is that number. It's 877-989-2255, and again, you can sign up easily at ACLJ.org. So that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. And I encourage you to check everything out on Facebook. Go to ACLJ.org for updated information on this, and call us to add your name at 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.